This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that even amid the West Asia conflict, India has kept the situation under control. Mr. Modi said this after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of development projects worth over 19,800 crore rupees at Nani in Wav Thar district of Gujarat this afternoon. He added that the central government has not allowed the impact of the West Asia conflict to affect the citizens of the country.
भारत की हमेशा से बड़ी ताकत रही है, कितना ही कठिन समय क्यों ना आए, मुश्किल के समय हमारा देश एकजुट होकर खड़ा होता है. बीते कुछ समय से आप देख रहे हैं, दुनिया के कई देश युद्ध, अशांति और अस्थिरता से घिरे हैं. वेस्ट एशिया में जो हालत बने हुई है, उनका असर पूरी दुनिया पर है. ऊर्जा जरूरतों की, डीजल, पेट्रोल और गैस की दिक्कत पूरी दुनिया में बढ़ गई है. ऐसे संकट में भी भारत ने हालातों को नियंत्रण में बनाए रखा है.
Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said projects which were launched today will improve connectivity and support socio-economic development of the region.
आज भी यहाँ केंद्र और राज्य की करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाएं शुरू हो रही है. इस प्रोजेक्ट से इस पूरे इलाके की तस्वीर बदलेगी. ऊर्जा, सड़क, रेलवे और हाउसिंग सेक्टर से जुड़े ये प्रोजेक्ट यहाँ के जीवन को एक नई गति देंगे.
Mr. Modi added that the air base opened at Disa in North Gujarat is important for the national security of Western India. These development projects are related to energy, roads, transport and highways and railways, urban development, water resources, health and family welfare, tourism and tribal development departments. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the OSAT plant of Kane's Semiconductor in Sanand. The Prime Minister inaugurated the Samrat Samprati Museum at Koba in Gandhinagar on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. The government has extended the National PNG Drive 2.0 till 30th of June 2026 to sustain momentum in PNG expansion across the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that during the month of March, more than 3.1 lakh connections, including domestic, commercial, hostel, mess and canteens, have been gasified. In addition, more than 2.7 lakh new connections have been given and are being gasified. The government further assured that the country has sufficient stock of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG. The first phase of Census 2027 will begin from tomorrow. The Census 2027 will be the world's largest census. For the first time, the census will be conducted digitally and the option of self-enumeration will also be available. Self-enumeration will begin from tomorrow till the 15th of April and housing listing and housing census will be conducted for a month from 16th April to 15th May in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, NDMC area and Delhi Cantonment Board, Goa, Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Mizoram, Odisha and Sikkim. Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh and Haryana will start house listing census from 1st of May to 30th of May with a period of self-enumeration from 16th to 30th April. The Bharatiya Janata Party today released its manifesto for the 2026 Assam Assembly elections in Guwahati. It was unveiled by Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in presence of the Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal and Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma. The manifesto lists 31 commitments under the theme Surakshit Assam, Viksit Assam. It includes measures to clear illegal encroachment from government land, implement the Immigrants' Expulsion from Assam Act 1950, and land rights to all genuine students. The Indian Navy today received Malwan, the second anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft built by Cochin Shipyard Limited at Kochi. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have set a target of 163 runs before Punjab Kings in the fourth match of the tournament in Chandigarh. Earlier put into bat, Gujarat Titans were 162 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs. Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.